So while we're on this topic.
And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue into the depths of the sequestration, and as we prepare for complete Armageddon, we now are living the mac and cheese life.
Living the mac and cheese life.
Mac and cheese.
Hey now, the Jeff Smith. You like it?
Very good. Very good. I like it. Snappy.
Sir Jeff Smith checks in once again with the jingle, as expected.
Play it again.
Okay.
Living the mac and cheese life.
Mac and cheese.
That's right. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. So we got a couple stories, first of all.
I think Kraft should give him some cash right now to say, pull that thing from the No Agenda Show. We'll use it.
Send him some Bitcoin. Thank you to producer Ryan, who did a Google Trends analysis, which will be linked in the show notes, 493.nashownotes.com. Very interesting, John, that the term mac and cheese really didn't start popping until, interestingly enough, 2008. This is exactly when, in November 2007, which is pretty much the election for President Obama. I hate to correlate it, but... And it is a trend line that has gone up consistently with some peaks and valleys. We had a big peak November 2010. So I guess it comes around election time. And then November 2011, big spike in mac and cheese. And now the last spike was November 2012. So let me go back. Wow, mac and cheese seems to spike every election. This is interesting. I didn't even realize this. Here, November 2005, November 2006, November 2007. But big spikes now. Now we're really ramping up.
No, we're on a mac and cheese world.
We're on a mac and cheese the gravy train. And someone dug up a couple. Well, actually, there's a couple, interesting stories. There is two food bloggers are waging war on Kraft. And it's kind of funny, it's not funny, it's really sad. These are the 100 Days of RealFood.com. Lisa and who's the other one? Well, Lisa is waging war on Kraft for their macaroni and cheese. We are petitioning Kraft to remove all artificial food dyes from their line of macaroni and cheese products. Yes, artificial food dyes. Apparently, Kraft uses yellow number 6, I think, to make that fake cheese, fake chemical cheese, look so scrumptious. Surprise, surprise. And here it is. U.S. version of mac and cheese has yellow number 5 and yellow number 6. But the U.K. version does not contain any artificial food dye of the Kraft cheesy pasta. Because they don't call it mac and cheese over there. They call it cheesy pasta.
I think it's a better name.
Cheesy pasta? It's classier. Cheesy. It's classier. Very classy.
It's cheesy.
It's cheese. But this is a video. Hold on a second. Should we play this video? Let's see if they have something to say.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well do it right. Let's see.
Hi there. I'm Lisa Leaf with 100daysofrealfood.com.
And I'm Bonnie Hari with foodbabe.com.
Okay, first of all, Food Babe. Good name, Food Babe. Both brunettes, by the way.
And we're here to tell you about an important petition that we're starting to ask Kraft to remove all artificial food dyes from their entire line of macaroni and cheese products.
We found out that Kraft is using two ingredients in their U.S. version of mac and cheese, yellow number 5 and yellow number 6, but they're not using it overseas in their other products.
And we think this is an important issue to tackle because Kraft macaroni and cheese.
How about the fact that you're serving your kids mac and cheese?
From Kraft.
From Kraft. That's what you need to be talking about. Like, we want to serve something healthy to our kids. We don't want the food
dye. We don't want those dyes in it.
Anyway, Pat Robertson on that 700 Club finds out that this is actually as he calls it, a black thing. As Condoleezza Rice was interviewed by one of his parishioners on the show, and she's going on about mac and cheese at Christmas.
One thing at Thanksgiving you just have to have.
I'm sorry, Thanksgiving.
It's mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Sister, that is my dish. That is the one thing that I can rock.
But only once a year.
Good interview, Christy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pat.
What is this mac and cheese? Is that a black thing?
It is a black thing, Pat. It is a black. Listen, and you guys, other people, the world needs to get on board with macaroni and cheese. Seriously, okay, Christmas and Thanksgiving, we have to have macaroni and cheese, and it trips me out that you don't.
I really don't. I don't, and I have never.
There you go. It's a black thing, according to...
Going to the black woman who's there, but it's not a black thing. It's bullcrap.
It's mac and cheese.
It's a depression food that people are eating because they can't afford anything else. And a buck box of mac and cheese is disgusting.
Living the mac and cheese life.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.